Dr. Jessica Hutchings is from Ngāi Tahu, Ngāti Huirapa, your Jirati, and we are talking with her because she's such a well-respected leader in Māori science and has such commitment to our environmental sustainability. She lives on a small whānau food farm in Kaituki, just north of Wellington. It's Hua Parekore verified. And Jessica's been working at the crossroads of Indigenous knowledge, whānau and environmental well-being for the last 3 decades, a member of Te Waka Kai Ora, for instance, the Māori Organics Network, for the last 20-odd years. And for 3 years, she's held the role of Tumu Whakarai, the Director Māori in the Building Better Homes, Towns and Cities National Science Challenge. And she also chairs the Roika Māngai Cross Sector Group. And has organised a symposium, which is why we're talking today, on why Indigenous seed, soil and food sovereignty is so important. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Ngā mihi, te tuene, tēnā koe.
Marie Dale, tēnā koe. Thanks for having me on. Excited to share kōrero about this amazing event that's starting tomorrow.
Yeah, so why Indigenous seed, soil and food sovereignty? Talk with us about this for a moment, please, Jessica.
Yeah, well, this is the hard end of it, isn't it? We've got a biodiversity crisis, a climate meltdown, and our food systems are broken. We produce enough food in Aotearoa to feed 50 million people, but we can't equitably distribute it to 5 million people. And we've got a global soil crisis. The FAO, so the Agricultural Department of the United Nations, tells us that we only have 50 harvests left globally for food in our soils, because we've eroded them so badly with pesticides, with chemicals, through weather, through erosion. So really, when we're talking about manamoto haki and rangatiratanga as Indigenous peoples, we need to come back and think about what does this mean in terms of our food systems. And it's not just about the kai that we put on a plate, like the food we're growing in our mara, but we have to think about the seed and where that seed comes from. And we need to also to think about how we can look after our soils. What I like to talk about is how we can elevate the mana of Hinea Hawani, our soil deity.
Well, I find this really intriguing. So please continue on. We could feed 50 million people. We have really denigrated our soils, have we not, with fertilizers across generations running into our water catchments and ruining rivers, lakes, and eventually out onto the coast. So, we haven't done a very good job of looking after Papatūānuku here as we grow food for, as you say, 5 million, and we can't even distribute it well ourselves. How are we ever going to realise our potential in this space, Jessica?
Well, I think, we first of all need to acknowledge that we are in recovery from agricultural colonisation for our people. Many of us still in Māori agribusinesses, still doing sheep and beef, still using conventional sprays and pesticides and chemicals on land, because that's what the previous generations did. So we need to be kind as we work with our own communities to transition to more regenerative, organic or huaparakore forms of agriculture. But really, Dale, the way that we're going to feed the world is, in the way that the world is fed currently, is through small-scale food farming. It's through localised small-scale food farming being at place, close to local communities, not having food travel for miles, requiring oil to be shipped, shipping all of our nutrients offshore. It's actually about feeding the local and staying in place. One of the things that many people don't realise is in the outbreak of the Ukraine war, there was all of that media that was going on about grains, and I've got to get the grains out of the Ukraine, it's harvest time and farmers need to harvest and what will people eat? But what kept that country going at the outbreak of the war was all of the small-scale food farms, all of the local farms, all of the backyard gardens. And so it really is, again, coming back to this idea that small is beautiful. Ahakoa he iti he ponamu. This is what's going to feed people. So let's turn our attention away from the big. The big will always get bigger. Globalisation, free trade, more, extract, extract. That's, it will always happen. And the time's now really for us to consolidate as Indigenous peoples. We've got 12 wonderful community members from the Oneida Nation in Turtle Island coming and joining us at the conference and sharing with us what they're doing at a local level around seed sovereignty and attaching their pūrākau, for example, back to their seeds so that, you know, we can really start to honour our seeds again. But for many of us Māori growing food, we actually have to buy seed from somewhere else where we don't know the whakapapa of it. And so seed sovereignty is a really key point in our journey towards food sovereignty. And these are the types of things we're going to talk about at the conference.
Tēnā koe. Tell us where that's being held, the conference. How many people are coming and what sorts of people? Yeah. And you've got some interesting guest speakers, I note. But how many have enrolled to be part of this interesting symposium?
Yeah, so we've got 300 people on days 1 and 2 at Te Mahuri Huri Marae in Tāmaki. Day 3, venue can only hold 200 people and we're out at Papatūānuku Kōkiri Marae out in South Auckland. We are so super excited that Dr. Vandana Shiva from Dehradun in India is coming to join us. Someone who I would describe as probably the most significant environmental activist of our time. She's been speaking truth to power and calling out corporations and techno-sciences around the damage and the destruction to the environment and our food system. So many people are excited that she's in the country and just feel very honoured that she's travelling today and tomorrow to come and join us for these 3 days.
Tēnā koe, agribusiness is an area that Māori, we can excel, we do, but we can really excel at. And I was at a hui with Te Hono, Jessica, and talking about vertical farming, which one of our Māori bros is doing over in the States. And it was fascinating to see the potential here. But we do need to pivot. We do need to change from the practices of yesteryear, don't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, I love what's going on with the vertical farming in places like New York. And I get it because the island is so small, right? And there's so many people. But we don't need to do that in Aotearoa. We have a lot of whenua around us. We can be reorganising the way that we plan towns and cities to ensure that food and food growing is right at the heart of that. Like, put food growing right back into the heart and in close proximity to local communities and people. We need to have our hands in the soil. We need to be touching hiniahoni. So when we're doing vertical farming or hydroponics or any other type of kind of clever techno-science form of food growing, we really then lose that connection. And I think that's probably the deepest thing at the heart of this conference, Dale, is everybody has a really deep love for our whenua and for nature, just as we do as Māori. And if we don't develop a food system that can enable that, that keeps us connected, then food's just going to be like a commodity market product that we see on the shelf and pack and save, just something that we eat and consume. It doesn't have nutrients in it, and it also too disconnects us from our relationships with nature. So it's a return. This conference is a return to, you know, to the heart of nature, back into food and farming in Aotearoa for Indigenous people.
Thank you, Jessica. I hope it goes really well, and I hope you'll allow me to make contact too at the back end of it. So we can have a cordial about some of the interesting perspectives tabled at this hui, which is being held at Te Mahurihuri over the next few days. And it's why Indigenous seed, soil and food sovereignty is so important, the kaupapa of that hui. Jessica Hutchings with us today. Thank you, Jessica.
Ngā mihi, kia ora.
Ngā mihi, kia ora. Urban Māori Radio, Wate 603.